So Glenn Greenwald, your response first to what former CIA Director Michael Hayden said, and then to Trump's endorsement of torture.
That was one of the most bizarre exchanges I think I've witnessed in a while. I mean, Donald Trump is absolutely right. And Michael Hayden, what he said is completely absurd. The idea that the U.S. military en masse refuses to follow orders if they constitute illegal conduct or war crimes is negated by the entire history of this country, including very recently. You do have isolated members of the armed forces who periodically refuse on grounds of conscience or legal and moral duty. They denounce certain tactics, they resign from the military, they refuse to follow orders, but overwhelmingly, the U.S. military has been continuously willing, and not just the U.S. military, but also the CIA, to engage in all sorts of war crimes and illegal behavior. Who is it who instituted the worldwide regime of torture because they were told to by the Bush administration? Or who was it that instituted a policy of kidnapping people without trial from around the world and putting them into dark black sites outside of the reach of the Red Cross and other human rights organizations? Or who is it who carpet bombed Cambodia and Laos and Vietnam? It's this really self-pleasing fantasy to believe that the U.S. military and intelligence services would nobly refuse to follow the orders of their commander-in-chief if they constituted war crimes and other illegal conduct. But everything in U.S. history, including as recently as the War on Terror, tells us that Donald Trump is absolutely right, that in fact they would follow orders.